souls are crying.
Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to the R.G. Hardy program as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, is certain to uplift you, especially if you're in a tight place. In fact, that's the title of today's message, The Tight Spots of a Christian. So if you're in need of encouragement, you have tuned to the right station. And I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message by Brother Hardy, The Tight Spots of a Christian.
I never sought him. You never sought him. He found us. Like he said, you haven't chosen me. I've chose you. He found me. I remember when God found me. I was like Jacob. I didn't have a job. My clothes was full of cigarette burn holes, the one suit I had. How many say amen? I didn't have nothing. I might have had a few more rags than the stone. But actually, if the finance company would have come, I'd have had the stone. You see, Jacob substituted and traded the stone in for the rock. How many say amen? And in his tight spot, God just opened the door and the gate of heaven and dropped down his elevator or escalator or golden staircase, and the songwriters wrote the songs and the ballad singers sang, and we're climbing, Jacob. Man, I like to climb it. Hey, but you ain't going to see the ladder and climb it till you get in a tight spot. And then they say, man, you don't need God to come down and deliver you until you need deliverance. Hey, if you want to see the Lord, I heard people say, oh God, let me see you. Let me see your presence. Well, you know what he does? As long as you're doing all right, you don't need him. So when you say, Lord, I want to see you, he gets you in a tight spot and you start mumbling. Hey, God, what did you put me in this place for? He said, I wanted to come down and see you. He said, I only come down when you're in tight spots to deliver you. And old Jacob was laying on that pillow, resting from Esau. Esau was on his track. Esau was so close he could almost feel the breath down his neck. But he was so tired he thought, well, I'm going to have to rest or I'm going to die anyway, so I'm going to take a chance. He probably was praying, oh God, make Esau as tired as I am. And God found him. And God opened the gate and the door of heaven and dropped down that old ladder. And when Jacob rubbed his eyes, he saw angels ascending and descending. Say, what were they doing? They was bringing the blessings down, honey. How many say amen? Hallelujah. How many say amen? And he heard God. My God, he had to get in a tight spot before he could hear. Some of you people won't hear God. You're too blessed. Everything's going all right. You won't hear him. Some of your loved ones, they don't want to hear about Jesus. Hey, come on to church. Nah, I'm too blessed. I got too much of that green in my pocket. I'm going down. I'm going to have a ball. I ain't got no time for Jesus. Oh, but the Lord's going to make some time. Keep on praying. Hey, don't give up. Say, God, make some time. Take that green out of their pocket. Get him in a tight spot. Till he runs, say, Mom, I'm in a tight spot. Can you get a hold of God? God, get my loved ones and stick them in a tight spot. We need to pray, God, put my loved one in a tight spot. You know, when I first got saved, I went to my loved ones and I testified and I was crying, pouring my heart out, telling them about Jesus. You see, I was so bad, they all thought it was good I should get saved. They thought that was good for me because I was so bad. And I told them, well, if I was so bad and with such a bad character and God made me so good, well, look how much ahead you are of me, what he could do for you. And one of my loved ones said to me, well, I'd get saved if I knew what I had to get saved from. And God said, son, pray that I show him what he needs to be saved from. Amen. You know, a lot of your loved ones ain't going to get saved because they got too much money. They got too good of a job. They got too nice of a home. They got too much furniture and clothes. Too much time on their hands, and too much money, and too much what they think is pleasure. And the devil's got them all busy with all of this luxury, all of this newfound money, and this newfound time, and they ain't got time for God. Well, honey, we need to pray for God to give them some time. We need to pray, God, put them in a tight spot. Get them in a place until they realize what they need to be saved. He knows what he needs to be saved from now. He knows it now. See, that's what God's about to do to America. They said God. Who needs God? We got all our money. We got all of our alcohol we want. Man, we got pickled livers. We're the nation of pickled livers. How many say amen? We got pickled brains. We got smoked bodies. We're living in one big smokehouse. How many say amen? We ain't got time. We out there with acid. How many say amen? Acid is it. Acid is where God is. You ain't going to find God there. You're going to find trouble. I believe you're going to find your need for God there. And they said, who needs God? We got plenty of money. And we got good old welfare. Who needs God? Said, man, I can ride down to get my welfare check in my Cadillac. Who needs God? Who needs a job? Who needs anything? The president, he's already squeezing that. And that's what God said. Said we've committed two evils. Got it too easy. You know, when it's too easy, you forget God. You get soft. They ain't going to be able to handle rough it. They don't know what it will mean to endure hardness as a good soldier. That's what's the matter with the church. They don't know what it means to endure hardness as a good soldier. They don't want to pray no more. They got too much money. They don't have to live by faith. They got too much money. They got too much clothes. How many say amen? They're starting on their second car. And the furniture. See, America and the church has got to the same place here. They don't need God. How many say amen? We got our good job. We got plenty of money. We got that old paycheck coming in. We don't have to live by faith. We're living by the green. We ain't gonna let God do it. We're going to let George do it. They don't like me, Jesus. Some of them are praying and I don't have enough voice. Have they say amen? And they forget God. Oh, it's so easy to backslide when you get to that place. You don't have to pray no more. Somebody was telling me about a conversation they heard. Her two sisters said, asked one woman, I won't call her sister, asked the other lady, said, do you know anybody in our church prays an hour? The other one said, praise an hour? And they thought. The other one said, do you believe it's a sin to pray an hour? And the other one says, who in the world would pray for an hour? What do you want to do that for? And maybe that's why they quit praying down here at Faith Tabernacle. It might be a sin to pray. I mean, they don't have to pray no more. You know, folks don't have to pray. They don't have to trust God. You know, back in the 30s, they had to trust God. Them soup was awful thin, them soup lines. How many say amen? Oh, we had revivals in the 30s and the early 40s. Sure we did. That's how I got here. That's how you got here. You know how I got here? Somebody committed a sin and prayed an hour or so. You know where one of the first places I got exposed to the gospel? Back in the 30s, they had helping up missions. Food was hard to get. They had the bread lines, soup lines, WPA, PWA. They don't know what I'm talking about. CCC. Remember the youth camps for the boys? CCC camps. That's the same principle these helping up missions are working at. When these smoke hounds, as it were, fall so low and have no money and nothing to eat and nothing to drink, and they get in a tight spot, they'll go into the mission to get a loaf of bread and some soup. How many say amen? That's how I first heard the gospel. I used to have them helping up missions of me, some of the young fellas. We was only kids, 8 and 10 years old. Went in there to get that glass of chocolate milk and loaf of bread. But I can still remember the song. They used to sing it, honey. You want to hear it? Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the field. That ought to be our theme song down here at Faith Tabernacle. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the wandering soul to Jesus. I believe that got down in my spirit.
Amen.
How many say amen?
Amen.
See, maybe that's why some of you having a tough spot.
Amen.
You got so prosperous. God blessed you so much.
Amen.
Give you good clothes. Nothing wrong with that.
Amen.
If you use it righteously.
Amen.
You see, when God gives me a pair of new shoes or new clothes or some money, I don't forget him. I thank him that much more. I just get down and thank him. I don't take the blessing and use it and consume it on my own lust and forget him and lose my anointing and lose my blessing and wind up in a tight spot. And in that tight spot, I call on God. God said, I didn't lead you there.
Amen. What an inspiring word of encouragement by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the tight spots of a Christian. The scripture says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Now, the word afflictions doesn't refer to a sickness, but rather to a narrow, confining place, as though you're being squeezed, or as Paul described it, pressed in the spirit and even pressed out of measure. In other words, a tight spot. Many are the tight spots of the Christian, but our God has promised to deliver us out of every one. 1 Corinthians 10:4 states, "There is no temptation taking you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but with the temptation will also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to endure it." Child of God, your tight spot will not destroy you, because God is faithful to bring you out. And James reminded us that we have the example of the Old Testament saints who also suffered afflictions and did it with patience. And Peter stated that the same afflictions, the same tight spots, are accomplished in our brethren around the world. We believe this message is one you may need to hear again and even might want to share with someone you know who is in a tight spot. It is available in both CD and audio tape for a love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer numbered 127T for audio tape or 127CD for the CD. Now, even if you do not want to place an order, we'd love to hear from you. And in fact, we need your financial support to keep this program on the air. Please send your orders and love gifts to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Ask for offer number 127T or 127CD for this message, Tight Spots of a Christian, and enclose your love gift of at least $10. Or you may visit us online at rghardy.org.